Welcome to Inspiration Sounds, the weekly radio show and podcast that dramatizes the stories and parables of Indian author Sri Chinmoy. This week, episode 33 rolls around, and I'm your host for today, Budsamudra Knox. Now, if you were listening last week, as I hope many of you were, you'll remember I was heading off for a weekend break with friends. Well, you'll be happy to know that we survived and that we all had a wonderful time, even if I did accidentally run into a tree. It's a true story, and I still have the bump on my forehead to prove it. Anyway, such a nice time was had by all that we decided to do it all over again this weekend. What a life I have. But now to today's episode, one of which I think will be especially funny. The stories are written in a humorous way by Sri Chinmoy and convey the trials and tribulations of married life. Yes, husband and wife stories. And of course, such stories have been a constant source, probably for thousands of years. I mean, just look at the television shows that are on TV today, many of which are situated around married life. So, I hope you find them funny. I think I do. And I hope you enjoy them. I'm Budsamudra Knox. I'll speak to you after. Thief Husband and Thief Wife. Written by Sri Chinmoy. Dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. One day, a husband brought home a most expensive sari for his wife. The wife said,
"Oh, this is so beautiful. I have never seen this kind of sari. Ooh. Where did you buy it? How could you afford to spend so much money?"
The husband said,
"You know, I steal things."
The wife said,
"You steal? How can it be?"
The husband said,
"I stole this particular sari from the market. I went to a shop, and I stole it."
The wife said,
"Do I have to keep a stolen sari?"
And after a few moments, she smiled at her husband and said,
"Never mind. I am so proud of you. You are such a smart thief.
Do you know, I also steal."
"You steal? What have you stolen?"
said the husband. The wife explained that she had stolen so many things. The husband stole only at night, but the wife used to steal during the day when everybody went out. She would invite some neighborhood friends to her place and cook for them. Then she would tell them,
"I am just going to the market to buy more vegetables and other supplies, because I want to make a better meal. Kindly stay here."
While her friends were at her house, first she used to go to the market and buy the supplies that she had mentioned. Then she would go to the homes of her friends who were visiting her and steal their valuable things. But she did not bring the things to her house. She used to hide them in another place. Then she would bring home the vegetables and other things from the market. On this particular occasion, the wife showed her husband some of the things that she had stolen over the years. The husband could not believe it. Then the wife said,
"You are a thief and I am a thief. It is not good for us to stay for a long time in one place. We should move."
From then on, every 3 or 4 months, they would move from one place to another. They accumulated so many things. 4 or 5 times they moved to different places. In each place, the wife invited people to come to her house to eat. The people who were invited felt so sad that this nice lady was moving away, because she would always welcome her neighbors to come and eat. Then, when they went home, they found that their jewels and other things were missing. But they did not blame the wife because she had gone to the market. and she had brought back more vegetables. Nobody could catch her. As soon as the husband and wife came to a new village, they would go to the neighbours and start talking to them. They said that they were so happy to come to a new place and that they wanted to establish friendship with their neighbours. So it went on. After some time, instead of stealing during the day, the husband and wife started stealing in the evening. Of the two, the wife was the smarter. They would invite some neighbours, and both the husband and wife would entertain them. Then, all of a sudden, the wife would be missing. The guests would think that the wife had gone to attend some urgent matter. After some time, the wife would come back. One time, the wife went to a particular house to steal things, but she wasn't able to break open the door. She was very smart, and she tried in so many ways, but she was unsuccessful. Then she said, "Since I have taken the trouble of coming here, let me at least take some ripe mangoes." She had carried a lantern with her, so she was able to see mangoes in a tree. She climbed up the tree and plucked quite a few nice mangoes. One of the neighbor's sons was very alert, and he saw what happened. He was watching everything from the window of his house. When the wife went back home, she put the mangoes in a room where nobody would see them. The guests were all eating. Then all of a sudden, the neighbor's son came to the door. The wife said, "What are you doing here at this hour?" The husband continued, "We have not invited you. Why did you come?" The son said, "I do not need an invitation." They said, "What? How is it that you do not need an invitation?" "I came here to give these people a message." All the neighbors stopped eating and asked him, "What are you doing here?" The young man pointed at the wife and shouted, "She is a thief." "How can that be?" "That's impossible," said the neighbors. He said, "She has stolen mangoes from your garden. I saw her." The neighbors were extremely shocked. Then they said, "All right, let us see if she's really stolen these things." Then the neighbors ransacked the whole house. In one corner of a small room, the couple had hidden all their stolen goods. The neighbors found so many things of theirs that had been stolen, and they also found things that they knew this couple could not afford. Why were the husband and wife hiding all these things? It could only be because they were stolen goods. The neighbors thrashed the husband and wife mercilessly. Then these two stopped stealing. They gave up stealing altogether. They said, "We will not do it anymore. It is just not worth it." From then on, they began to lead better lives. The Husband's New Clothes, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. A woman had been asking her husband to buy new clothes for himself. He was very miserly, so he would not buy them. Finally, the wife said, "If you do not buy new clothes today, I am going to buy something for you which you have to wear." The husband said, "Your taste and my standard do not go together. We are not one in our selection. Your taste is very bizarre." The wife got mad and said,
Your taste is very poor. Only a beggar could wear the things that you buy for yourself."
"Am I a beggar?" asked the husband. "Well, what's wrong with that?"
"When you buy anything for me, it is extremely expensive and I don't like it at all. It is so fancy that I don't like it."
The wife replied,
"All right, but today you have to buy something because there are many respectable people in your office. I don't want you to continue going there in torn, tatty clothes."
In the evening, the husband returned from work without anything new. He said that he had to work late in the office, so he didn't have a chance to go shopping. The following day, the wife went and brought him a pair of trousers and a long-sleeved shirt. She was so happy because she felt they were very beautiful. She planned to tell lies about the cost, saying that they were not so expensive, so her husband would not be mad at her. When the husband came back in the evening, the wife was so eager to show him her gifts. When the husband put on the long-sleeved shirt, he saw it was too long for him. The sleeves were even covering his fingers. He said,
"Oh, it's too long for me."
The wife replied,
"Don't worry, don't worry. It will be all right. You will grow taller. Once you grow taller, it will fit you."
Then the husband said,
The neck, it's too tight.
The wife told him,
"Well, if you wear it a few times, then automatically it will stretch. Your neck is so powerful that each time you wear it, it will stretch."
He said,
"But the trousers are too big. They are so loose. What will I do with these trousers?"
"I have always told you to eat more. You are too thin, too skinny. If you eat more, then they will fit. So everything that I got you will fit. It is just a matter of time. Look how beautiful these things are."
Thank you for listening to Inspiration Sounds, episode 33. As always, you can view these stories online at srichamoylibrary.com if you wish to read them for yourselves. Well, next week we shall have a feature, a special where we shall focus on the Mughal Emperor Akbar, or more commonly known as Akbar the Great. So join me then. Until that time, I'm Butsumudra, and I hope you have a great week.